Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
All right. So healing, indeed, as far as physical, it is applying preventive, corrective practices to maintain good health. To maintain good health. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If my people, the Lord knoweth them that are his,
yes, Lord,
called by my name, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Pray, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Seek, and ye shall find. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. Turn again to thee, saying, I repent. Then will I hear. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and will forgive. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him, and will heal who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes ye are healed.
Amen.
And those of you who are familiar with the Old Testament and the New Testament, you can see that there was a mixing of the Old Testament matched up with the New Testament scriptures in there in the process. It all starts off with us exercising faith in Christ and identifying with the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we respond to the call of God in humility, in prayer, and in repentance, making our requests known to God and receiving his forgiveness and also his healing. In Psalms, the 103rd Psalms, it says, pardoning mercies makes ways for healing mercy. For healing mercy. Okay, folks, once again, forgiveness starts with agape love. You probably heard that. In which God loves us according to his will, not according to how he feels.
Amen.
Because as far as that is concerned, there is nothing in us that will cause God to be emotional and to love us. As far as that is concerned, God loves us out of his own will. And this contains the will of God.
Right.
We can know it in every point and in every detail if we take the time to look at the will of God. And in his will it states, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he will freely forgive. Forgiveness is the act of excusing or pardoning others in spite of their slights, shortcomings, and errors. As far as a theological term, forgiveness refers to God's pardon of the sins of human beings. And if you notice in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, it says there are five our wills that we want to refer to. And I'm looking at the 10th verse. It says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In this he said, a new covenant he have made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. In Matthew, the 26th chapter and the 28th verse, it says, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And that remission of sin means continuous reduction or diminishing as often as we do this.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.